Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Book for you.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. We've got our good friend Stephen Keen back on the show. Steve is the president and CEO of Growth Force and the author of a number of books, including The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow and several other books focused on what the CEO needs to know about doing a better job of financial management. And he's here today with a new offering that I think you're going to find very interesting. Steve, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
It's like a dream come true, right, Steve, for you?
Absolutely.
That's the story I'm sticking to. Hey, Steve, key performance indicators, KPIs. This is something I wish, if we could get more CEOs to keep that kind of thinking on their mind. What are my KPIs? What are my key performance indicators? And how do I track them? How do I make sure that we're moving in the right direction? How do I know what planned versus actual looks like? If we get more small business CEOs to think about those things, we could cut failures, I think, at least in half. What do you think?
I agree with you completely. It's interesting. You know, I run Growth Force, right? We're an outsourced accounting department for companies that use QuickBooks. And I look at companies coming in, you know, you look at my numbers, well, how am I doing? And I always answer, it depends. If you don't compare your actuals against your plan, then you're going to, you know, you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Mm-hmm.
We also studied, you know, over 1,000 businesses and looked at what's the difference between the ones that are wildly successful. You know, they can sell their business and have good work-life balance and enjoy going to work every day. And another company in the exact same target market, it's the exact same market, exact same product, going to the exact same target market. Why is one successful, the other struggles? Because the winners keep score.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly
right. They analyze their trend, their numbers.
Well, and they know when they spring a leak, because they can see it. They see the drop. They see the little hole in the little sprout of the leak or whatever, and because they can,
yep.
Because if they don't, before long they've been operating for 3 years with a leak and they don't know why. You know, over a period of time, and when I say 3 years, people can say, well, 3 years, that's ridiculous. Anybody would see that, but it's not necessarily. If you're not paying attention to all the aspects of your like your pricing, like your gross profit, whether you're taking your discounts or not or whatever, all those things they accumulate in a good way or a bad way.
The winners keep score. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And you know, right now in Houston, we're still suffering from Hurricane Harvey. It's
right.
8 months later. And if you can find a contractor, their price has gone 150% of what it was a year ago. And materials are 200%. If you're not changing pricing right now
right.
in the Gulf area,
right.
then you're in serious trouble, and we see it. You know, what's interesting is the traditional financial statements, the income statement and the balance sheet, they're not actionable, right? They're important. I'm a CPA. You need them to see the financial health of the organization, but you're not going to make a decision based on that data. You're not going to push the buttons to change the results in the future based on that. And
mm-hmm.
management accounting and KPI, key performance indicators, are the difference makers. And what we've done is we have worked backwards from what are the decisions that a business owner needs to make in order to increase profit. And it's pricing, as you mentioned, number one driver of profit that improved cash flow is not giving away that 10% discount, because that's a ruin.
Right.
Number two is spending money to make money. Where's your ROI coming from your marketing, and where do you send your sales? Which industries are the most profitable? And how do you get more out of your people? Those three things will completely change the business. And by having understanding those decisions, you can work backwards to see what are the drivers of those decisions. And then you figure out what data do you need to have your fingers for the drivers, like you mentioned, pricing, or whether or not I need to spend some money right now to bring in new business.
Mm-hmm. Walk us through, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you walk us through the template in a minute, but one of the things I want to, and I don't want to get ahead of us, but this pricing thing, so I eat breakfast at a little restaurant in town, and about a month ago, I told the owner, I said, you're not charging enough for this breakfast. And I do that. I do that a lot with small businesses. I know what it takes for them to be in business. And when they're not charging enough, I tell them. My family doesn't like going shopping with me for that reason. But I do. I told this guy, I said, you're not charging enough for this food. And you know what? Yesterday I was there, and he had raised his prices. And so I'll be interesting to see how that turned out. We're going to talk about how to do that, folks, how to get your pricing, how to make sure you're investing in the right in your business the right way, and how to get the most out of your people.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.